It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
A magical day to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely invigorating, magical, robust lifestyle show. As I have with me a returning diva, my incredible one, Sandra Mendelson. Her and I are going to chat about heart versus head, living and healing. And I am so very grateful that Sandra is with me today to share all of her knowledge with you listeners. And listeners, I am so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. And with that, I would like for Sandra to please introduce yourself today.
Well, thank you. It isn't what I am. What I've been doing for the last, 12 years is receiving and sharing messages, insights, and wisdom. You could even say guidance from the animal kingdom. And it took me a long time to believe I wasn't making it up. I had to have a vast amount of information. And I realized why it was so valuable to humans, because animals are not a part of our human dynamic with the beliefs, the institutions, the restrictions we put on ourselves or have been drummed into us from so many sources. So what they say seems to resonate with all of us as truth. And each one of us is driving our own bus. So anything I share, as Joyce knows, you know, is either going to sit in you and resonate or you let it go. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I've been sharing as an author and a speaker and a blogger, and I'm all over Facebook and social media, just sharing this wisdom for us to, you know, empower ourselves and enjoy life more. It's really what it comes down to.
Oh, I love that. Enjoy life more. And how the animals tell the truth. Animals do not lie to you. They are the most truthful beings on earth, is how I feel and how I have received the information from them. They are always open and honest because they so live from the heart and not the head. As our topic is today, the animals are true examples of living from your heart and telling the truth. So with that, Sandra, how would you like to start? I know you have channeled so much of truth that comes from the animals on this. Would you like to start with something that they have channeled to you? Or how would you like to start our chat today with our listeners?
Well, since this topic is, you know, living and healing, I wanted to share something I received lately that really says so much to me about this journey of healing, which really is pertinent to all of us, whether we're here at healing emotionally, physically, you know, if you're human, you want to live in a state of joy, then healing is part of the picture. So recently I went to a therapeutic riding center because two of the horses had been acting out, kicking their stalls, cutting up their hocks. You know, the practitioners thought maybe these horses didn't want to do their job anymore, or maybe, you know, I was going to go in and start palpating acupoints to look for ulcers. But instead I listened, and it would take way too long to go into the shock that all of us had by what these three horses shared. These are horses who are on the front line. They are totally committed 24/7 in all of their work to helping humans heal physically and emotionally. And they didn't complain about living behind bars or not liking their work. Everything they had to share was about how we humans are getting in the way of our own intentions for healing by virtue of our, you know, the incessant chatter in our minds, by trying to remain in control, by having rigid thoughts and beliefs about what a healing program looks like. And so these horses were really telling they were pointing out, without ever using the word ego, how ego is tripping us up in our own healing and in our attempts to create programs and space for others to heal. So once again, you know, Joyce talks a lot about living from the heart, but we humans go to the head to solve problems. We tend to believe people that have a good program, a good methodology, because that will give us the tools for healing. But every time we do this and we're stuck in the head, we push healing further and further away. Because if you've learned anything about energy, there are certain frequencies, especially those emitted by the heart, that create healing. And we block it with our heads and our desperate attempts to be right and to have the answer, right? Whether it's a program or a, you know, herb or some practitioner. So that's how I wanted to open it, because I was so humbled by what these horses had to say about give and take and having clients be alone with them and freedom that we are keeping out of our attempts to heal, and we're cutting out the heart. Joyce, did you want to, you know, because you have so much beautiful stuff to share about living from the heart and healing from that place.
Oh, it is everything you just said so resonate, because our heart does emit that energy that we so need to not only heal ourselves, but to be able to help others in any way. And we have a tendency as humans to look for an outside answer, when I so feel so many of our answers just lie within inside of each and every one of us. If we just go to the heart and look inside of ourselves for those beautiful answers. Oh, I just love that. And I am so excited to hear what the horses have to say at this therapeutic writings to teach all of us how to go inside to our hearts and find those answers.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm on this journey very much myself, where I know there are many people listening that will relate to this. We do not, in our attempts to grow and share and heal and help others heal, we push ourselves so hard that we push our nervous system into its sympathetic branch, which is fight or flight. And we get so used to living, do, create more, got to do this, our to-do list, that the body can't heal because we're not even aware that we're under stress. And this might be one of the hardest things to take on, because here we are talking about living from the heart, and that includes self-love and self-care. It has to be directed to ourselves too. Like Mr. T, my dog, had said, you know, only when you find peace, only when you are really love in a state of love for yourself, can you help another. Otherwise, your stuff goes on to them. So whether people are practitioners, or whether it's, you know, just you walking your path, wanting to heal and live in a state of love and compassion, you can't omit yourself, your own heart. And directing love toward yourself may be the hardest, most challenging thing, because we've never been taught how to do that.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? You have to be able to look in the mirror and say, I love you. And to love what you see, love what you feel, and to take care of yourself is something that I struggle with too, is finding time to give to myself, to help myself take care of myself. And that, I think as a woman, that is a hard part for each one of us, because we're always giving, 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 and not giving back to ourselves, is how I look at it. And as a woman, I struggle with that also.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I also struggle with the look in the mirror and love what you see, because what we know in our minds is not necessarily that automatic thought that we have as we age. And it isn't just wrinkles. We look different. Our eyes get more deep set, and on and on and on. And as women, we are taught to objectify ourselves, and we feel strong if we think we're beautiful. And as we get older, and wisdom really is the prize, and that is what we ideally, wisdom and love, are leading with. We still have mirrors. We still have beliefs that literally it's like an incantation. You have to look in the mirror and catch those thoughts that you're not even aware of, those critical thoughts, those magnifying mirror thoughts, you know? And I keep saying fake it till you make it, because I find I struggle with this a lot, that self-criticism has been there since I was a child.
Yeah.
Right. So we would never criticize another the way we criticize ourselves. You've heard this, many people talk about this, but as women, even in the movie Barbie, my mother made me watch this scene over and over, where one character was talking about women are always supposed to be happy and not supposed to be this and supposed to be that. And it's really challenging, really challenging. Our expectations of ourselves are off the chart.
Oh, how true it is. Oh my goodness. Wow. Oh, it is just, yes, the expectations we put on ourselves are so high that sometimes I feel the animals help us reconnect and let us know that we are beautiful just as we are.
Yeah. And you know, maybe it isn't, you know, a huge block of time. Like when someone has a to-do list, as long as you do, you know, if you're running a farm, if you've got a family, no matter what it is, the to-do list never ends. And, you know, for me, you know, it's that yoga or exercise time in the morning, when at least I know, because I feel really sad if I don't do it, not because I'm trying to look a certain way, but it was making a promise to myself and breaking it over and over again that was making me sad. So maybe that's part of it. Just the way you wouldn't break a promise to anyone else.
Exactly.
Maybe stop, maybe at least keep one promise to yourself, something that really brings you joy or makes you feel strong emotionally and physically, you know, starting with baby steps.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, and starting with those baby steps, and like my horse's advice has been, my mare has said, open your heart and not your human mind. Yeah. And just live from the heart. And the one of the most beautiful ones I heard, they just told me the other day, was power lies within. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And then the other horse told me power is the in the present moment, living it. I'm like, oh wow, how true that is. Because the power is within us. And that power is right here, right now. Live it. Live in that present moment and love every moment of it.
You know, that's what many horses have said it. One in particular said, he's trying to give us pointers to live as humans. He said, just do the task in front of you. And when a stray thought comes up, use your reins. And it's true. No matter what you're doing, that mind's going to keep going. But just, I'm going to really start with that image in my head. Like, okay, I pull out my reins again, because the mind is always looking for something to be discontented about. As soon as one thing goes well, it's on to the next thing. You know, if you have 100 wonderful things, it'll focus on the 101, you know, item that isn't working well for you. I've had a gecko say, your mind is just a wild noisemaker. And I said, but we use the mind to solve problems. And he said, but you don't discipline it. You don't, like a factory, spit out the defective products of the mind and keep the good ones. And the good ones are linked to the heart. They're those thoughts that make you feel good and whole and focusing on what is good. I mean, nobody ever said that we're supposed to be Pollyannas and we're supposed to walk around, you know, with rainbows and puppies and cupcakes coming out of us all the time. You know, that's not realistic. But tell me more, Joyce, if you would, about what does it feel like to live from the heart? Like, can you give me and all the people listening examples of what that might look like?
It gives you contentment. It gives you joy. Because when you're living from the heart, you're living to first fill your own cup so you can be there to help fill others' cup, to be there to help take care of the animals, and to just live in that present moment. And just like this morning, the birds were just singing beautifully. And if you're letting that busy mind go 100 miles an hour, you don't even hear them birds singing beautifully. But when you're living from the heart, you hear that beautiful music that they are chirping. And it is just absolutely incredible when you live from the heart. It's yesterday, my Minka girl and I were out at the creek. She's my little red heeler. And there was this beautiful herd of deer that came running by. And they were just gorgeous. I mean, just absolutely beautiful. And when you're living from the heart, you take that time and you live in that moment and you see that beauty. And even listening in the silence is another one that my horses have told me. And when you're living from the heart, you can listen in the silence, is how I feel. Because when you're in your mind's so busy and so noisy, like you said, mind is a wild noise maker. You have a hard time listening in the silence. But when you go to the heart, oh my word, the beautifulness you will hear, you will see, you will even feel it in the silence. So those are some of my explanations of how I feel when I live from my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I always set that intention. You know, I put me where I need to be, so I'm leading with my heart. Like my dog had always told me, you know, ask where will love take me today? Yeah. Where can I express it most? And that love includes us. We've also talked about joy, and I had a horse named Honeybee tell me, if you can't find joy in nature, then find it in the laughs, excuse me, of another being. You know, all of these things drive us back to the heart, that appreciation for the beauty in humans, mm-hmm. or beauty anywhere. Yeah, my goodness, we could talk forever about that, about seeing beauty. But I guess, you know, people, I mean, I know a lot of people that live from the heart. I really actually do. I see a lot of changes going on now that certainly our media won't show us, but the animals keep reporting how more and more of us are going to this place. You know, people learning about the Heart Math Institute and the frequencies coming from the heart of a horse, for example. I think there's becoming a lot more awareness. You know, when in doubt, just be kind. You've heard that.
Be kind. Yeah. And the other thing I feel when you live from the heart, you start to find the positives rather than always looking at the negatives. Because I feel this world has a way of looking at something and pulling the negatives out rather than trying to find the positives, be it in people, be it in a situation. Finding the positives just turns the whole situation around, because it's just positive leads to gratitude, is how I feel. And gratitude totally changes the attitude. And when you live from the heart, you see those positive aspects. You find the gratitude in different things in life, no matter how small it may be. When you find that small positive or that small something to be grateful for. It's just absolutely amazing.
And like the animals have said so many times, whatever we focus on is going to grow like a weed. So it's really this whole journey, I think, is so internal, because all the work, if you will, is in between our ears. It's noticing without judging what thoughts serve the outcomes we want to see and feel, right? And just kind of reining it back in and saying, not judging it, like, oh, I can't believe I had that thought. I can't believe I'm wasting my time on this television show, please. Oh, gosh. that's happened to me, you know, where I'm like, you know, you absorb anything you expose yourself to, but no, don't beat yourself up about it. Just spend that time refilling, you know, by being in nature, around children, around animals. Both of those groups have, not from me, I heard it from a hippo, very high vibration, which lifts us. And when our vibration is lifted, we tend to see the positive. You know, it's just kind of like a big circle, you know?
Yeah, it is.
What you focus on grows, and that affects you and determines how you see what's in front of you and around you go.
It's all a web of life, is how I feel it is. When you really start to focus on how the web of life all intertwines with each other, with the animals, with nature, with earth, with everything out there, it's, you look at life in a different way, because it's not that you're battling against everything. You're all working together to make it a beautiful world and a better place.
It's well put. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And even in our challenges, I mean, you can learn from them. I had a little incident here over a week ago where I banged up my shoulder, and I thought, okay, now why did this happen? My first was my head. Why'd this happen? I don't have time for this. I got to keep going. And then I started to go to my heart and listen to what it was telling me. And it was, you need to slow down a little bit more and take a little more time for yourself. And I'm like, hey, yeah. And when I did that, it was amazing how I even started to feel better. And I was like, yeah, I learned from that challenge that no matter what all the busy to-dos I think I need to do, I got to go back to my heart and say, no, just stop. They'll wait. Take a little time for yourself and replenish yourself. And it's, yeah. So to me, we can even learn from our challenges so much.
Absolutely. And I reached that same conclusion when I was having a lot of accidents, that exactly what you said, you know, I was moving too fast, not taking any time for myself. And it's really interesting how many articles are popping up about getting older and listen to your heart. And what that means is, not for me, from an article right in front of my nose here, you know, noticing what resonates, what gives you energy, and what depletes you. Like the animals say, pay attention to what you're doing and who you're with, and keep on tuning in and saying, how am I feeling right now? Right. So again, all of this living from the heart means discerning. You know, it isn't about castrating yourself or just lying naked in the town square and saying, you know, I'm a martyr. I just want to make the world a better place. No, it doesn't work that way. You know, honoring ourselves and listening to our hearts is going to help everybody.
Oh, so true. So beautifully said, Sandra. And Sandra, I knew this show would go so very quickly. There is so much to share about heart versus head living and healing that you and I can do another series on this, because this is just, it is just so touching when you start to live from your heart. And as we come to a close of this show, would you please share with our listeners the best ways to connect with you?
Absolutely. For anyone who is interested in what the animal kingdom, over 85 species, has been wanting us to know, whether it's about them or about us, it's an eye opener. My website is S Mendelson, MENDELSON. And just to learn about the books that I've published to share with other people, the other website is wewalkbesideyou.com. So there's a ton of information for anyone who's curious.
Oh, thank you so for sharing that. And your Facebook page, Sandra shares so much what the animals channel to her. It is just absolutely incredibly beautiful. And before we do close, I would love to ask, will you please return to Robust Lifestyles where we can share more together?
Oh, twist my paw. Yes, I think this is a stress buster. Talking with you is always a stress buster. So, you know, if it's good for me, it's got to be good for someone else. So how can I say no? Yes, please. Yes, please.
Oh, awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. And with that, I'd like to wish you magic in each and every day that you have until you and I connect again on Robust Lifestyles Show.
Oh, thank you so much for this and for every show that you air. Every one of them is an eye opener and a heart opener. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. And thank you so for the kind words. And with that, I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this amazing, amazing, incredible show with our amazing diva, Sandra Mendelson. Please share this magical show with your family and friends. Check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasatcare.com. And remember, some of the golden nuggets from this show today is energy is emitted from the heart. That self-love and self-care for yourself is so important. And your mind can just be a very wild noise maker. And focus, what you focus on grows like a weed. And with that, I want to wish each of you a magical day. Remember, be kind to all humans and animals. Give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. And until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.